Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series with expert discussions on topics related to power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. We have done Energy Talks episodes before about the digital transition in the power industry and how it is being implemented in power grids worldwide. These episodes cover the main topics of effective data management in a digital world, centralizing data with cloud-based software solutions, and using other digital tools such as machine learning, artificial intelligence, and cybersecurity to ensure a successful digital transition. If you haven't listened to these episodes before, simply go to our webpage at omicronenergy.com/podcast for an overview of all Energy Talks episodes. Enjoy listening. Omicron digital transition experts Florian Fink and Juan Carlos Sanchez join me again in this episode to discuss how implementing digital tools such as artificial intelligence or AI helps optimize power grid reliability. They describe the advantages AI presents to the power industry in removing knowledge barriers and improving the efficiency of daily tasks. They will also discuss the increasing role that AI will play in the power grids of the future. Florian and Juan, welcome back to Energy Talks.
Hello, Scott. Great for having us.
Hi, it's great being here again.
Well, thank you again for taking the time to speak with me. Could each of you please describe how you were involved with improving power grid reliability in your role at Omicron? Why is this topic important to you and also for Omicron?
So as Juan and I are investigating the digital transformation in general, we are also interested in that technology. And yeah, the generative AI is a potential technology which is really interesting. But and we investigated that.
Okay.
Yeah, we are convinced that new technologies have big potential and will create big opportunities. Therefore, we are involved in several projects investigating how to leverage data and digital tools to enhance operational efficiency.
Okay. What is meant exactly by power grid reliability, and what main challenges currently affect the reliability of power grids?
Yeah, I see. Our listeners know that there is currently a so-called grid transformations with all these renewables are coming in. There are coming new loads. A lot of electrification is happening. And that's, on one hand, a big challenge with our customers. And on the other hand, there is also a big technology spread. So we have installed assets which are in the power grid for 30, 40 years already. And there is new technology coming in. So it's very difficult to keep up knowing all these different technologies and to have some knowledge about all that. So we see that this is really challenging to our customers. On the one hand, having the right manpower, but on the other hand, having the right knowledge. And it's all about efficiency.
Very good. So Florian, how are these challenges necessitating the use of digital tools in power grids?
Yeah, we heard from our customers that they need to commission in the upcoming years 5 to 7 times more substations due to the mentioned grid transformation. And that's really a challenge for them. So they have limited workforce, and as I said, it's all about efficiency. So we need to find tools together which make us all more efficient, especially our customers who have that jump in front of them. And we need to transport and share that knowledge so that we all capable of doing the jobs most efficient here. And technologies, especially like AI, are really in that direction. We heard from papers that generative AI could go for 30% more efficiency. So let's see where the opportunities are.
Okay. Florian, you mentioned AI, artificial intelligence, as one of these digital tools. Juan, could you describe in detail which digital tools are being implemented and how are they improving power grid reliability?
Well, Omicron already offers tools like ADMO and Primary Test Manager that help improve power grid reliability by guiding data management and ensuring that the critical knowledge is accessible when it's needed. To do this, cloud technologies are very important. And artificial intelligence have a lot of potential.
Okay. So one, what is meant exactly by artificial intelligence and how is it being applied in power grids?
I love that question. First, intelligence, and I'm referring now to human intelligence, refers to the ability to learn and apply knowledge, such as recalling information and problem solving, to adapt to unfamiliar situations by generating new solutions, for example. Artificial refers to anything that was created by humans, for example, computer software solutions. Therefore, artificial intelligence generally refers to computer systems that perform tasks requiring or comparable to human intelligence. In power grid, AI is used to analyze data to predict and detect failures or to optimize energy distribution, for example.
Okay. Juan, what are the main components of artificial intelligence being used and how do they work?
Some AI solutions, for example, machine learning, can help predict asset failures and optimize grid operations. Generative AI, the branch of AI that became very, very popular since the release of ChatGPT, is a technology that can improve knowledge transfer by finding and summarizing complex information, generating human-like responses. At Omicron, we believe generative AI can help making critical knowledge accessible, supporting engineers in making the grid reliability.
Okay. You had mentioned ChatGPT. Is that what we all encounter when we are seeking customer service at a company? We get approached with an automated question, how can we help you? And then you go through a dialogue with a computer-generated assistance. Is that what that refers to?
Yeah, that's correct. ChatGPT, it's a product that was released by the company OpenAI around 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's a chat-like tool that allows you to enter your question. Meanwhile, not only with text input, you could also share your question or a statement with an image or with the voice, and the model, the artificial intelligence, will give you an answer that is comparable to an answer that a human could give.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that clarification. Florian, how is knowledge centralized and made more usable through artificial intelligence?
I think which is often underestimated is the data governance and data storage and how you handle that data. So it needs to be centralized, structuralized, and also the quality needs to be checked. So you need to have kind of drive in the cloud where you're sure that data has a good quality level. You need to have some metadata tagged there so that you can find through that information. And it should be not in the silos of departments or companies, or at least when you would like to exchange about that knowledge. So it should be also accessible. So once that is in place, you have a good quality there and you can find that information, then AI can really do magic, because then it can be very user-friendly to find their information. And yeah, you can do then a lot of stuff when that prerequisite is in place.
Okay. You had mentioned sometimes that data can become isolated in a particular area. Is that what we refer to as a data silo?
Yes, correct. That's sometimes what we see when departments store their data on their drive and don't share that. But to artificial intelligence, it is very useful, or generative AI, when you have wider knowledge about across department borders, and then you get also insights in a wider context.
Okay. Along those lines, could you please explain in more detail how artificial intelligence impacts the handling and management of data? How is data being handled differently than before?
My thing, once you have such a generative AI or such a chatbot in your organization in place and you bring it up to your data, it's a little bit like a spotlight and shows you the weaknesses you have. So it will come up with hallucinations, it will show you quality issues you have. but much more on the point. And then you realize, oh, we have problems with our data storage or how we handle that data. So you investigate that much closer, because that is really spot on with the technology.
So Florian, would you agree that digital tools such as artificial intelligence are now essential in power grids, and that ensuring future power grid reliability would not be possible without them?
You know, the great things about generative AI especially is the usability. We came earlier with that example from where I think everybody realized how simple these tools are. You just enter a human-like question and you get a human-like answer. And that big advantage of that technology makes it easier for everybody. So as I said before, it's about efficiency. I think we are all overwhelmed with new stuff which is coming. And now when technology really makes this job more simple to us, so has a good, great usability, it's much more easier to use and makes us really efficient. So there I see the big trend that these technologies can support us. And yes, there is definitely a benefit foreseeable what that will bring.
Very good. So Juan, what main challenges are faced when implementing digital tools into power grid infrastructures, and how are these challenges being dealt with?
Well, first of all, it is important to keep in mind that your AI strategy is only as good or can only be as good as your data strategy. And That's the first challenge. So ensuring the data is centralized and accessible is quite difficult. Cloud storage and cloud solutions to systematically store, organize, and make data always available are great enablers to make that happen. Then the second biggest challenge is that in most cases, established processes must be adapted and collaboration across departments is imperative. And this is a big challenge on its own, because what this means is that to break data silos, some department silos need to be adapted to work together with each other.
Okay, so how is Omicron involved with using digital tools such as artificial intelligence and power grids?
We are exploring how generative AI can be used to create tools that can digitize and import diverse data formats to enhance our solutions further. That's one big area. And we are also investigating how these technologies can be used to make the knowledge of our complex domain accessible and easier to understand.
Florian, how will the use of artificial intelligence and power grids increase or change in the future?
You know, it's always difficult to predict the future. And even with such a rapid evolving technology like AI, it's very, very difficult. And I think we should not have the image of the future like AI robot or transformers, where that one tool is coming and change everything. It will be a lot of smaller agent tools or systems that will come into our daily work and will help us and guide us. So that will be the potential of the future. And that will change also the way we are working. I think it's very difficult. But when you see the tools which are currently promoted by these big tech companies and will impact soon, that will definitely change. It's a little bit like the race of the internet 30 years ago, where we now see how this is used, but predicting back the days was incredible or impossible how that will become. And now we have it, and it will be similar with the journey to AI.
Could each of you, in your opinion, tell me the biggest benefit of the use of artificial intelligence and power grids?
I see a few of them. For example, AI and these modern technologies can help to automate routine tasks, which means not only those tasks can be delegated to digital solutions, but also the probability of making an error while you do the task is reduced a lot.
And I see there are tasks which computers can just do better than humans. For example, picture recognitions and so on, which goes over hours. There a computer has clearly benefits. Also, yeah, as I said earlier, these topic of usability is very important. So I see now with the rise of Gen AI in the area of AI that we get also better user interfaces. And also with generative AI, I see the bridge between different domains. We have seen already in the internet demos how generative AI interact with videos, audios, and pictures. And that will help us to bridge these technology spreads what we have currently had.
Okay. And maybe also the resulting knowledge gaps that currently exist. So we had mentioned earlier in general that the biggest goals are to increase the efficiency and ease of completing tasks in the future.
Yes, correct. And that's it. Where you have documents available, but they are very time consuming to read and to understand, where generative AI can explain it to you and you can set the Gen AI up like a teacher or a coach, and then it explains you and teach you about technology you are not familiar with.
Very good. So you both have addressed this topic in a paper you presented at the recent PAC World Conference in South Africa, and you will present it again at the upcoming Omicron Protection and Control Technology Conference in Germany. And I understand there are upcoming PAC World conferences where you will also present this topic. How can our listeners learn more about enhancing power grid reliability through artificial intelligence?
Please contact my colleague Florian or me via LinkedIn. We would love to listen to your questions, but also to your ideas. We are convinced that collaboration and knowledge sharing are super important because we need to keep in mind that the technological landscape is evolving very, very fast. Therefore, the collaboration is super important.
Florian and Juan, thank you for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks and sharing your experience and insights about using artificial intelligence to enhance power grid reliability.
Thanks, Scott. It was great to be here again.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you also to our listeners.
Well, thank you again. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this episode of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Simply send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity in the power industry, and offers you the matching solution for your application. For more information, be sure to visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us to listen to the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.